Once upon a time, there were two brothers, and they lived together on a farm. And their parents and their grandparents and generations back had farmed that farm, and those two brothers, why, they'd inherit it, and they were now working it. But they were very different, these two. You see, the older one was always complaining about his lot, whereas the younger one always saw the best in everything. And as a result, although they lived in the same place, well, they had a very different experience of life. The older one, whenever he went off to milk the cows, why, he'd go up there complaining, and as soon as he was in the place, he'd be cursing about the smell the cows were making, and saying how bad the milk was that they gave, and it wasn't abundant enough, and the poor old cows would tense up whenever he came, and they wouldn't be letting their milk flow so well whenever he was milking. Whereas the younger brother, when he went up to milk the cows, why, he'd greet them kindly, and he'd sing a song as he milked them, and he'd thank them for the abundant milk that they gave, and why, the cows relaxed, and they gave him their best. And so it was in the fields too. The two brothers, they would divide the land, and each would take a field. And the older brother, why, he'd go in there cursing about the mud and the way it clung to his boots and the way the rain made him cold and the wind blew the seeds away, and he'd curse the earth for not giving him a good enough harvest and so on. Whereas the younger brother, why, he'd go in and he'd thank the seeds for growing him crops, and he'd bless the weather for being so good and letting him be there and farm there, and his crops, why, they grew so fine. He would just run his hands through them like a father runs his hands through a daughter's hair. And the abundant harvest that he got, why, it was quite a comparison with the rather less abundant harvest that his brother was reaping in the field next door. And as a result of all of this, why, the older brother was even more full of complaints and now a growing sense of bitterness that this place just wasn't right. It wasn't the right place for him, and it wasn't the right spot for him to be putting all this hard work in. No, he started to say, there's got to be a better place out there. I'm sure I can find it. I think one day I'll leave this awful place and see if I can find it myself. The younger brother said, but our parents and our grandparents and generations back, don't you feel a tie to this place? Why should I feel a tie to a place like this when it doesn't reward me for all my fine efforts? Until one day, why, he just decides it. It's that day he decides it. This is when I'm going to leave. And he doesn't pack up much, just a rucksack with some things to eat and a few bits to wear. And off he goes, calling out to his brother that he's finally leaving. The younger brother comes running. He said, really? Yes, said the older brother. Don't hold me back. Well, can I at least give you something before you go? Says the younger brother. Okay, but it has to be quick. So into the farmhouse they go, and the younger brother, he pulls a drawer open, and he pulls out of it a little hand-carved butter knife. He made it himself, and he hands it to his older brother, and he says, to remember me by. The brother looks at it, humph, he says, puts it in his pocket, and off he goes. Well, he travels, and he walks, and he walks, and all the time he's looking for the fine place, with the better soil, with the nicer outlook, with the better crops, for the farm that he's always hoped for, that he's always dreamt of. And after many days of travelling, why, he finally finds himself at a farm that looks just right. And knocking on the door, he asks if they need a farm hand. And it turns out that they do. But here's where things go a little sour. because he's the last person in, you see, so all the other farmhands, they've got the nicer rooms, and he gets the worst. And being the last one in, well, all the other farmhands, they've got the nicer jobs, the more rewarding, the easier jobs, and he gets, therefore, the hardest, the toughest, the least rewarding jobs of all. And he doesn't much like this. And being used to complaining about his lot, why, he soon starts grumbling. And before long, he's grumbling to the other farmhands, and before long, he's got such a head full of complaints that they start to spill out of his mouth even when he's sitting down with the farmer and his wife who own that place. Well, it's not much of this that gets him shown the door. Before long, he's asked to leave, and he packs his little rucksack and stuffs it angrily and sets off on his way, saying, well, I didn't much like this place anyway. And so it goes. On he travels. And there's always another place that looks nice at first. But you see, he's always the last one in. So he gets the worst place to sleep. And he gets the most difficult and unrewarding jobs. And the more this happens, why? Something hardens inside of him. And you can see it in his face. So sometimes the door isn't even open to him. And he's told he's not needed. And when it is, why? People are uneasy about him because the complaints, why, they come more quickly this time. And when they do come, why, they're full of barbs, such that it's not long before he's shown the door to his relief and everybody else's. And this just goes on and on and on. It goes on not just for years, but for decades, until that old guy's been walking for 10, for 20, for 30 years. And he has quite the beard now, and he has quite the hollow look in his eyes, and he has quite the sore feet because he's doing an awful lot of walking, an awful lot of knocking on doors, and even when he finds a place, why, it's never what it should be. Of course it isn't. And so muddled does he get in his thinking, so disoriented and so poor does his sense of direction become with the years that pass, that one time he finds himself just wandering back into the valley where he grew up and not recognising it. And he finds himself just wandering down to the farm where he grew up. And all the time he's thinking, why, this place looks strangely familiar, but I can't quite place it. Because in all the years that have passed, why, his younger brother has stayed there, continued farming that land. But he's taken a wife now, many years ago. He found a most lovely woman to marry, and they had 6 children together, 3 boys and 3 girls. And now all those children are grown up, and there's even some grandchildren running about the place. Barns have been converted into homes. Chicken houses have been converted into playhouses. Everything's been repainted, and of course all the trees are much bigger, and the bushes too. So as the old brother, he wanders into that place and he looks about him. He still can't remember where he is. It looks familiar, but just that. And he can't place it. But it looks so nice that he thinks, well, maybe this is a good place to stop, and I'll ask them if they need some help. And one of the older grown-up daughters is there, and he asks her, do they need any help here? He's a good worker, he's very experienced. And she looks at him and she says, well, you have to talk to my father, but probably we need someone. Come on, I'll show you into the farmhouse. And he's led inside, and The daughter calls for her father, but no sooner does the younger brother come in and see the old dishevelled man sitting there than a shiver goes down his spine. He starts thinking to himself, could this be him? Could this really be him? The long-lost brother I've been waiting for all these years. Well, he sits down with him and he talks with him and asks him what he's doing in these parts. And the older brother, why, he rattles off a sorry tale of all the very many places he's been to and how each one of them dissatisfied him. And now the younger brother, he's sitting there and he's saying to himself, I know that voice very well and I've heard this all many times before. Now it's just a little bit older and not much wiser. But what really seals it is when he gives him some nicely fresh baked rolls and some butter and sees the old man taking out of his pocket, why, the same handmade butter knife that he'd given him when he'd left. And then he's quite sure of it. This is his older brother come back home. And so now he plies him with all the food in the kitchen and gets him very well fed and he gives him lots of creamy milk to drink. And the old man, why, he's not eaten and drunk so well in quite a long time. So much so that before long, he's fast asleep by the fire. And then the younger brother, he goes outside and very excitedly he calls his wife and he calls his children and he says, do you know who we've got there in the farmhouse? And they are all so excited. His wife excited to think that she's finally going to meet the brother-in-law she's always heard about. And all the children just beside themselves with excitement, thinking about the uncle they never met. And finally they're going to get to meet him. But then the younger brother says, but I want you all to promise me something. And he tells them all that nobody must reveal to the older brother where he is or who they all are. Rather, they must treat him with the utmost kindness and he should always have the best of everything in the farm. He should be given the finest room in the farmhouse and always the nicest jobs to do. Why? Everyone's very excited about this and they all rush about making everything ready. And when the old brother wakes up, why, he's shown to his room and it is indeed the finest room in the farmhouse, just for him. And when he goes off milking the cows, one of the daughters comes with him and sings softly and lovingly to the cows so that they give their very best milk. And when he goes out working in the fields, why, it's one of the sons that takes him off to a spot where the crops are most especially abundant and the harvesting is very easy. And even when it rains, even when you can't do any work outside, while everybody huddles inside and they play cards together and they laugh, and he is made to feel so welcome, just like part of the family, that after some weeks and months of this, why, something settles in him. There's some kind of resolve, like something he's been searching for all his life. It finally finds what it's been looking for. And feeling a little bit nervous, he goes to his younger brother, who he doesn't know is his younger brother. And he sits down in the kitchen with him and he says, there's something I'd like to discuss with you. And the younger brother's heart starts fluttering and he thinks, could this be the moment? Could this be the moment when he finally asks to join the family? Well, you see, says the older brother, stammering a little with his nervousness, you know my story. I've been looking always for a good place to settle down. And at my age, I think I'm done with travelling. And, well, you've got a lovely place here and you've all been so kind to me. So I was just wondering, whether I could stay on. And the younger brother smiles and he says, let's first have some bread together. Which makes the older one rather nervous. But of course he says yes. And he watches as the younger brother lays out some freshly baked rolls and some butter. And then he pulls from a drawer a butter knife. And as he stares at the butter knife, the older brother, he fumbles in his pocket for the butter knife that he always carries around himself. And when he pulls it out, he can see they're exactly the same. He says, "How come they're the same?" "Because," says his younger brother, "I made them. I made them." And it's then that the old brother, the penny finally drops. He looks around him and suddenly he realizes why this whole place has felt so familiar. And he stares at his brother. And his brother just smiles and he calls everybody in. And then there's so much laughing and joking and storytelling about all the times when this son or that daughter almost blew the whole story and told the older brother by mistake. Everybody's laughing, and no one more so than the older brother, who's finally found his way home. And I was there too. I mean, some years later, I was passing that place, and I saw an old man, the older brother himself, out in the yard. And soon as he sees me, why, he greets me. And he calls me over. And he says, "What are you doing walking these roads, friend?" The friendliest man you could imagine. I told him I was a storyteller, looking for new stories. He said, with a twinkle in his eye, "Well, you better come in then. I've got the best story for you. The best story, and it's the story of my life." And so I did, and I sat in that same kitchen with them all the children, many of the grandchildren too. And such a lovely place it was. So much laughter, and so much kindness. And when everybody had gone, why, the old guy, he sits me down. He says, "Right, that story for you, storyteller." And he tells me the same story that I've just told you.